There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to say.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more.
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Sacred Fire Liberty, even though Jonathan's gone, it carries on. That's what we have here. Super Don is with me. We got Ben on the board. You can call us at 866-939-2355. We've got some updates on the story we're going to get to. Cassandra C. up there in Connecticut. Supreme Court ruled today. We'll be checking in with Bo Berman. Got through to him a little earlier today. But first up, medical ethics, the ultimate oxymoron in this case and in many others we've covered over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, you were as ticked as anybody over this bioethicist saying why this Connecticut girl cannot say no to chemo.
I have not read an article by a bioethicist, whatever the hell that is, that hasn't ticked me off. I mean, these guys, basically all they do is just almost infallibly fall on the side of drugs or surgery.
Vaccines.
Period.
Vaccines too.
Yeah, vaccines.
You're right. And this, there's no difference here. That's why I say medical bioethics, the ultimate oxymoron. 17-year-old, and they say, no, she should. She's still a minor. She has Hodgkin's lymphoma. So they say. I dispute whether that's actually an actual diagnosis based on what we know of what preceded it. The number of doctors that she saw that said, we don't know what this is. And then suddenly they came up with that idea. And then they say, now suddenly you have to have chemo or you're going to die within 2 years.
What a shock. What a shock. The bioethicist says she should get chemo. And actually with this interview that we're going to play now, we've got this was breaking news this morning. We got Bo Berman letting us know what happened at the Connecticut Supreme Court.
And we're joined now by Bo Berman, Fox Connecticut reporter, and he's been covering this issue. Big breaking news from the Supreme Court of Connecticut. Let's go to Bo and find out what happened today.
Yeah, Robert, I was in Supreme Court today here in Connecticut as this decision came down. The justices listened to arguments from both sides for about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and ultimately they ruled against the 17-year-old girl with cancer who was attempting to try to reject chemotherapy treatments.
Now, I obviously have a strong opinion about this, and your role more as a reporter as opposed to an editorialist. But if I can ask you to speculate your thought on why they ruled against the 17, almost 18-year-old girl at this point, who clearly could have the capacity in Connecticut to say, well, I got pregnant, I want an abortion, but yet she wouldn't be allowed to say no to chemotherapy in this case.
Right, yeah, and those are some of the arguments that her own attorneys had mentioned before that, you know, like you said, you know, she could get an abortion at, you know, under age 18, she could drive at age 16, you know, those sorts of things, or be charged as an adult after a crime. But basically what happened in court today is, you know, you sort of realize the complexity of this case and to some extent how many moving parts there are, but really the strongest argument was, or the crux of the argument today, was that Cassandra's attorneys tried to argue under the mature minor doctrine and basically say that, look, if she were 18 right now, this wouldn't even be an issue. We wouldn't even be here. And so she's 17. She turns 18 in about 9 months. Really, what's the difference? She has full mental capacity. They argued that she was a mature teenager and should be able to make this decision.
Right.
Now, the Supreme Court, which is interesting, didn't necessarily refuse that that they would never consider the mature minor doctrine. It basically came down to a technicality today, and the Supreme Court justices said, well, you haven't proven that she's mature, and you can't do that here in Supreme Court. That had to have happened in the lower courts.
So,
what's interesting here is this actually could come back to the Connecticut Supreme Court.
So if they now are redirected back to the lower court to prove that she is capable of making this decision, as you said, they may come back. So on a technicality, very interesting. But unfortunately, this poor girl at 17 is not a technicality. And as you know, the hard thing is that as well as being forced to do something she doesn't want to do with her parent or mother supported her on her decision, that I read that they were limiting access even to her from her mother. You know, they're together. It's a mother and a daughter. And now the mother can hardly visit but once or twice a week. Did they reflect on that issue at all?
Actually, they didn't really. You know, we talked to her mother after the hearing, and she was very emotional. And it is true that to this point, the last 4 weeks, she's only been able to visit her daughter twice a week for an hour each time. And it is supervised, and there is a guard at the door, and the daughter's cell phone was taken away. And the mother, you know, is just incensed about this. You're talking about an only child and a single mother with sole custody who raised her all 17 years. And so, you know, it's very upsetting for this family for her now to go through this alone.
Yeah, I find that outrageous among many things because there wasn't a claim that the mom was medically abusive in this case, was there? And did that come up in the Supreme Court hearing?
Well, not medically abusive, you know, not abusive in the standpoint that, you know, we all sort of used to imagine it as, but with this new, you know, sort of medical abuse term. I mean, basically, DCF here in Connecticut is accusing the mother of influencing the daughter's decision in a negative way to reject what DCF says is a life-saving treatment.
Right.
So from that vein, they are very much so saying that the mother is a negative influence, and that's basically why they're not allowing her to call or visit her daughter.
Wow. I find that stunning because they've got total control over this girl. Reports are that she's being strapped down and forced in this hospital to have chemo. Why would they take away her cell phone? Why would they limit her access to her mother? She can't leave accordingly. So why? Again, I'm just scratching my head on this one. It seems more like a prison sentence rather than a compassionate treatment.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, in terms of the, you know, family aspect, you know, it's very sad that the girl is going through cancer now completely alone. You know, getting back just one, you know, a final thought on the court argument, you know, DCF and a lot of people in Connecticut are swayed by the fact that the doctors in this case at Connecticut Children's Medical Center presented two facts. Number one, they said, or, you know, they presented two pieces of evidence, and number one is that the doctor, the oncologist treating her, said that if she's not treated with chemotherapy, that she'll die within 2 years. And he said that if she is treated with chemotherapy, she has an 85% chance of survival. And those opinions, you know, seem to have gone very, very far in the lower courts in terms of the decision they made.
Right. So no one questions these pronouncements that these doctors are making. How do they know? I mean, they average it out, of course. Do they know in this individual case? No, they're guessing. And, of course, we know that the modern medical practitioners are not infallible. They've guessed wrong on the flu shot, certainly, this year. But in this case, it's really quite astonishing to see how much sway the medical profession does have in our court system, and that's an ongoing problem I see, because in many cases you can't get a fair hearing if you have an opinion that differs from the medical community.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly have a lot of sway, and that's part of the argument that came up today. Although, you know, the Supreme Court is interesting because it's really like big picture issues, you know, that they look at, and so the minutia wasn't necessarily gone through today, but they just looked at the common law issue of, you know, does a minor have the right to make this sort of decision? And her defense team kind of took a, you know, try at a home run here to look at, you know, whether they could prove this mature minor doctrine.
Right.
And sort of on a technicality, that just didn't work out for them.
Yeah, the strategy may not have been the best strategy by the lawyers. That's certainly a possibility. Well, Bo Berman, Fox CT, I certainly appreciate you dropping in real quick for an update and continue to cover this along with you and the good works. And I'm glad your affiliate there in Connecticut is supportive of these stories, because I think this is a very important thing for people to decide should their children ever come into this situation. Think about it in advance before you get trapped in a scenario like this.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Robert. The final thought, it's quite likely that this will end up either back in Connecticut Supreme Court or, the attorney said, U.S. Supreme Court. And today in this courtroom, it was packed wall to wall, so certainly a lot of interest.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Bo Berman, thanks for your good work. We'll check in with you again as more things unfold. I want to thank you to Bo Berman again for appearing. We talked with him earlier today with that report. And certainly likely will it end up back in the Supreme Court. I think that the argument the lawyers, the attorneys for the family and Cassandra made, or Cassandra had a public defender, but the mom, certainly weren't strong enough in this case to overcome the bias of the Supreme Court. And I would urge people that know how to dig this stuff up to find out who has conflicts of interest, pharmaceutical especially, on the level of the Supreme Court of the state of Connecticut. Because you'll find out, just like Justice... who's the Chief Justice Roberts,
right?
And had conflicts of interest with pharmaceutical companies before, going for Obamacare, for instance. That these people are not infallible either in the court system, and that 85% number on that medical ethics story, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's not exacting. It's kind of an average, and you say, well, that average is pretty good. But what happens after you survive the 5 years? And this was the concern that the mother brought up. What is the long-term implication of taking this chemotherapy? What about sterility? What about more cancers, cancers?
How about the statistic? I mean, where's the statistic of the number of people that have died from the chemotherapy before they've been killed by the cancer?
Exactly. But those
why don't we throw that one in the mix?
Yeah, they didn't. And the thing is here, and this should be a lesson for every mom and dad out there. The challenge of jurisdiction from the get-go was never made. Now, I'm not saying that they would win it or they would hear it, because who knows what the status is of this child and this mother in relationship to the government. Are they officially residents, which makes you a corporate citizen, if you will, and subject to the jurisdiction of these courts? Is the child going to a public school, which, again, makes you a resident in res? There are legal definitions that are very important to understand that they never tell you, and you just assume everything's cool. You get your license like everybody else does. You grant allow them to give a birth certificate to your child like everyone else does, et cetera, et cetera. And it takes that child out of that spiritual holy place where they are sovereign by the grace of God. And they may be yet a part of the American Union, if you will. But they are not subject, they are not lower on the rung that they could be owned and controlled by a government gone out of control in love with chemotoxic therapies that are just as likely to kill you as cure you. And even if they claim it's a cure, it's a cause of the cancer that happens 5 years and one day after they claim that you are cured. All right, we got lots more healing to go. I think I need to take a nap, though. I'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, can I bill you for that nap, Super Don? The little cat nap, power nap. I want to bill you for that.
Can I write it off on my taxes?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. You should be able to, right? There's actually a story here, and we're shifting gears a little bit. I mean, if you want to talk more about the Cassandra thing, I mean, it's bumming me out. It's making me mad. It's nothing new.
I have one thing to say. And this is just one of many. This particular one, for whatever reason, made national news. Every national news outlet known to man is carrying this story. It shows two things. Number one, all it takes is spreading enough word around and getting that information in front of the right people, and it can make a difference. And number two, don't forget that is just one of many that are in an epidemic of child kidnapping that we really need to focus on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. MedicalKidnap.com. We're going to keep checking in on that. And we had a great interview with Terry Rourke this week. Also, with Ty Bollinger yesterday was awesome. Man, that question that came in about vaccines and special tax status, I mean, it was CPA egghead time. And I was just blown away what TMB was able to bring out. In fact, you did, Super Don, turn it into a YouTube. It's available at the RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. And you can we'll get it up in the notes as well. But I think Mike Adams at Natural News is going to do a story on it because it's that unique. No one's ever really revealed that I know of anyway. So we got great listeners asking great questions and pointing us in the right direction, and we'll just keep covering it here. So 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Nap time, right?
Don't do that. That's contagious.
I know. Everybody in the audience is going, oh, I got to take a nap. But this is a book excerpt from The Best Place to Work, The Art and Science of Creating an Extraordinary Workplace by Ron Friedman, PhD. And he says, you should be paid to take a nap. Oh, should by a show of hands, as long as you're not driving.
A million listeners just cheered all at the same time.
Yeah. Just yeah, they just went, are you kidding me? Paid to take a nap? Yeah. You mean we're not paid to take a nap?
Oh, man!
I know. We haven't been paid yet. But my goodness, the idea here, of course, is productivity. Right? But, you know, in the old world, let's say that back across the pond, siestas, especially in Southern Europe, are very common. You know, the middle of the day, the shop's closed, you go have a big lunch, you take a nap, you come back and you're rested, you're recovered, you're ready to go on. And it's a whole different cultural mindset, I suppose. And I've not been one for naps, but there are times where I'll just be overcome with, I got to leave my body. It's time. And I'll just sit down for a moment. Have you ever had that? You just go.
Power nap. Yeah, power nap, naps. Right? You know, it's funny because some people say that you know, there's this school of thought that you're not getting good sleep unless you hit that REM, you know, place it's real. But there are other people that have said that, you know what, if you sit down, you can hit a power nap for about 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it will rejuvenate you enough to keep going. I've actually experienced that before.
I have, too. I have. Sometimes I fight through it, and that's not a good idea. If your body's telling you, just go with it. Leave your body. Come back. It'll be waiting for you. As long as you're not falling asleep on a grate in a subway. That's not what I'm talking about. But you know,
on the audio board during a live radio show.
Right, exactly. Please don't do that, Ben, right? No, Ben doesn't do that. And you know, they say boost productivity, increases alertness, motor reflexes improve. I mean, there's a lot of good things you can see in this story here. And, you know, what are they doing? Right now, are you paid for the break where you run over to Starbucks and get a coffee? I mean, people are, aren't they? It's like they don't have to clock out for that, I don't think. So it's like, why not be allowed to take a little power nap at your desk? And then it works better than coffee. You don't hyperstimulate your adrenals. And I'm not saying every break you need to do that, but if your body's communicating that's all I'm saying.
I think it's, you know, look, it's a combination of both. You want to make sure that you're getting good sleep, you know. I mean, that amount of sleep that you need, and, you know, the power naps throughout the day, if you need them, they do good as well. You don't want to replace one with the other, I guess, is really the
right
thing, which I have been guilty of before. But yeah.
So, kids, power nap. Survey says... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the kids like it.
They like it. We must do.
We couldn't let our kids take a power nap. Once they got to like 2 years of age, if we did, they'd be up to like 2 a.m. And we're like, You know, when our kids were at that age and drifting off, we're like, no, hey, wake up.
Hey, let's go for a walk.
Right. Exactly. And it worked. And then we actually got to bed at a reasonable hour. They slept through the night a lot earlier than some kids. So that was our trick. A lot of people then would take their kids on a car ride to put them back to sleep. But that was the way we did it. Anyway, all right, that was a nappy segment. I'm all refreshed and ready to go. How about you, Super Don? Oh, he's gone. He's taking a nap. Yeah, I thought so, right?
Hello?
Wake up.
Oh,
wake up!
Paramount.
Wake up. We got some questions of the day. Who wants to know about cataracts? Who wants to know about depression and bipolar? Somebody does because they asked the question. So we're going to do that. Dedicated to you, my loyal listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Call now if you'd like to line up. 866-939-BELL.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you smell that?
Smell what?
Smell that? Wait, hold on. Hold on.
I didn't pull your finger.
No. Oh, my God.
Wait, what are you eating? You're eating on the air?
Oh, my wife just made organic whole grain banana nut chocolate chip muffins. Oh, ooh.
Dude.
I'm sorry for everybody else listening right now. I couldn't resist. I know, I'm breaking every law.
This is just not... This is mean. On the air, you got to do this in front of me and on the air in front of everybody.
Well, oh, I wasn't thinking, was I? You know, I'm like that kid that brings something that's really cool, but I didn't bring enough to share. I'm so mean.
You know, you sir have detention.
I knew you would be mad at me. I told you.
All right, tell me again. What is it that you're eating?
It's an organic banana nut chocolate chip muffin, and it is ooey gooey, rich and chewy. Should I take another bite? No, I'll wait. Man, oh, happy times, happy belly. This is after the stew I had earlier. So we were warming things up because it got cold in Florida. It actually went below 40. Went below 40. I know we're wimps. I admit it, but. At least we get rewarded with organic banana nut chocolate.
You know, listen, this morning, it's funny because, I texted you and our buddy Paul Bertiero this morning.
Yep.
I woke up, and it was kind of early, and the Weather Channel was on. And I guess in Chicago, it got so cold that they sent a guy out there, and he took a banana that had been sitting outside for a little while.
Yeah.
And it was so frozen solid, he was able to hammer a nail through a board with it.
I've never tried that.
I think it was like minus 25, and there was somewhere else with the wind chill factor. It was like minus 90, and I was just
wow.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, and Paul, our buddy, he was in South Carolina, I think, with Nancy Banks doing some water classes, molecular hydrogen classes.
Right.
And he said it was like in the teens or
12 degrees,
right?
Yeah.
So, incredibly cold, the snap that came through. But we were definitely warmed up tonight with the Sacred Fire of Liberty. That's what I'm thinking. And usually, it's funny, when my wife cooks bakes anything, or cookies or something, Paul usually, knock, knock, knock. Oh, hey, hi, Paul. and he doesn't live that close, but somehow he knows. So I'll save a muffin for Paul. Maybe I can see him tomorrow.
Yeah, well, what about me?
I don't know. I'm trying to get you to come to the southeast. What are you? You're stuck in the Pacific Northwest. It's hard. I can throw, but not that far. I'm not like John Smoltz.
Stuck.
Oh, that was not very nice. That's not very nice.
That wasn't me. Anyway.
I know. I'm sure it came from somewhere else. Anyway, let's see. Lightening it up. We got Friday. We got the Healing Revolution coming on. We got upcoming events January 24th and 25th in Orlando, Florida, the Vicasa Expo. And there's a link to the page in the Facebook. It's right up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Remember, in February, the 13th through the 15th, I think that's Valentine's Day weekend, it's a raw food retreat in West Palm Beach where I'll be speaking with Paul Neeson. His number is 561-283-1707. 561-283-1707. If you'd like to take part in that. And then the end of February, the last weekend in February, a huge event in Naples, Florida. Where I'll be headlining that one. So I'm looking forward to that. I think we're going to have a lot of cool people. Sayer G, we'll see him from Green Med Info. And rumor has it, it's not officially confirmed. I can't tell you if it's officially confirmed. Maybe we'll see Jeffrey Smith at that one. So we got a few events coming up in the next couple of months. And as more are added to the calendar, keep checking back with the Robert Scott Bell Show by going to robertscottbell.com and checking with each day's show notes. So at this point in time, it's time to hear from you, my loyal listeners. And so some of you don't call in live, that's okay, but you leave messages or you post messages to the show message board.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So it's that time of the day again. Questions of the day coming through. We got a couple of them. First one's a brief question from someone named Jerry. Jerry says, my wife suffers from depression and being what they call bipolar. What can she do besides taking the bad prescription meds? Now, it's a loaded question when anybody asks this. And I take it seriously. Yet at the same time, please, anything I say cannot be, let's say, directed at any one person, right? That I know, because I don't know enough about your wife, Jerry, obviously. But the general concept of this bipolar diagnosis is fraught with danger because the doctors who diagnose it, they don't have a test to determine if it's real or not. It's all symptomatic. It's all about behaviors. And then does it fall into this classification, right? Sound like oppositional defiance disorder. Who gets to decide who's depressed or who's bipolar. And it's not that people aren't depressed. That's the real part of this. But the real part of this does not also include a known measurable chemical imbalance. You know, when they give you an SSRI or, you know, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drug, they say you got too much serotonin or not enough. Of course, we would look at the gut ecology as a primary source of mental, if you will, or emotional issues, because a lot of the brain chemistry is actually produced by the within the microbiome by the critters down there. Remember, as we've talked for so many years about the number, sheer number, it's incredible because it dwarfs the number of cells you have in your body, the number of bacteria that live in the gut. And that's a good thing because they do a lot of good work for us, including the digestion of food, the release of certain things into the body, neurotransmitters, etc. That's why they call it the gut brain, the second brain. But it is very primary because it has more of an influence or influenceable from the outside world, because that is that, that barrier from the outside world to the inside world. They always talk about a blood-brain barrier. What about the epithelial barrier from the outside world to the inside world? We can't overlook that. So when I come back to something like, the Silver Aloe Protocol, and say, how come you say that for somebody who's bipolar or who has depression? Because so much of the depression we see relates to an imbalanced gut, a gut ecology, a leaky gut. Now, there are many more things than this, because there can be heavy metals, of course. There can be deficiencies of certain amino acids, essential fatty acids. There could be deficiencies in any of the minerals, like selenium, like GTF chromium, because if you starve the brain of nutrients, of sugar, it can be starting with a hypoglycemic, plunge, where you can get very anxious, and then you can move into a depressive state because of that. So there's a lot of things. It's kind of, again, it's a big loaded question, Jerry, but for all intents and purposes, detoxing, supporting the liver, and doing a lot of the things that TMB and RSB that we write about. I speak of myself in the third term. That's kind of weird. and unlock the power to heal. That could be very helpful here. Also, we'll talk a little bit about some of the seasonal affective disorder, I believe, tomorrow with Dr. King. And we'll talk about some homeopathic remedies that can help. So do, Jerry, listen in. And I apologize for not giving that one answer, because the question is too loaded and too broad. But certainly, taking those prescription meds, if she is already doing it and you want to get her off of it, please do it under the guidance of someone who understands how to safely titrate off of those medicines, because that's the danger point. Anytime you shift a psychiatric drug up or down is the most dangerous points in time, when suicide, homicidal ideations and tendencies tend to express themselves.
Right.
So be very careful there. Anything you'd like to add to that, Super Don?
I say we buy $26 worth of ice cream and just pig out.
Is that because I'm eating this muffin?
No, I'm depressed now. I don't get
it. Now you're bummed?
Yeah.
You can find some ice cream. It's cold enough outside, you don't even need a refrigerator.
That's true. Just put some milk out there and.
Yeah. So here's another question of the day. This one says, hello, Robert. I'm still staying in touch with you and your show. Well, thank you. That's very nice. Reach out and touch me. Ow! Okay, jump back. Kiss myself.
Yeah.
No, what was that?
Hey,
that's
James
Brown.
This is a family show. Come on.
It's James Brown. Ow! All right. Thank you for your passion for healthy living. I have a health screening annually, and this year had a result that is causing some research on my part. That's interesting. A result that causes research, right? Instead of consternation and worry, she goes into research. I like that. If you have a result you don't like, research it.
Problem solver.
Yeah, I like that. I have the beginning of cataracts in both eyes. It is not causing a problem as of yet, but I wanted to nip it in the bud. Part of my research revealed more fruits and vegetables and some supplements that I will increase the dosages for sure. Also looked at homeopathic eye drops. I don't know the brand name she lists here, Cineraria. I know Similasan has cataract care eye drops, but maybe there's another one that we should look into, Super Don. I'm not familiar with this, but it looks like it may keep the progression at bay. Do you know of this eye drop? No, I don't know the eye drop. And the best recommendation for it? No, but again, Cataract Care by Similasan, a Swiss homeopathic company, is a great homeopathic formulation that you can drop right in the eyes. And years ago, it's been a while since I mentioned this, I used to work with a physician in Lagos, Nigeria, and she had an eye clinic. and we formulated homeopathic remedies for cataracts and glaucoma, and we always included detoxifying remedies with them. So something that would address the toxicological burden of the body, because that was always playing havoc, not only directly with cells and causing inflammation, but also binding to minerals, robbing the body of the essential minerals. And then in many cases, we would see they would fill in those receptor sites. Instead of the good stuff, you'd have the bad toxins, like heavy metals, replacing it. Dr. Batar has talked about that on the air here. So that would be good. She says, let's see, thank you so much for all you do. Also, with our aging population, might be a good subject for others who are searching for healthier. Yeah, it is. I mean, when one person asks, that's why I say don't be bashful about asking questions. Because if you have the question, thousands of others around the world in the listening audience around the world of the Robert Scott Bell Show will have a similar question. So, Jeanette, thank you for asking that. With any kind of eye degeneration, it could be macular degeneration, could be glaucoma, could be cataracts, I think selenium is the key again. Upregulate all kinds of good healthy functions via increasing selenium levels in the body. Yes, there are herbs that are good for the eye, like bilberry and others. There are homeopathic remedies that are good for the eyes as well. But selenium is the key, and detoxification is the key. That is why that physician over the years ago in Lagos, Nigeria, had tremendous success with healing cataracts and glaucoma with homeopathy, because we also focus on detoxification of the body. No matter what the question is, yes, freedom is the answer, but so is detoxification of the liver, right? And we got our bucket, Super Don. We ordered a bucket over the holiday break and got the stainless steel bucket for the coffee enema. So I knew you'd be thrilled to know about that, too.
Oh, how special. I wish I had one, too.
You did? All right. Well, we'll see if we can get you one. All right. Bugs eating bugs? Bugs not eating food. Next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No, I got it, but it is a video.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, Superdot, I muted this story here, but I'm watching a video of 130 kids. Is this like a bug-eating contest at a Pennsylvania elementary school? Because I'm thinking the parents are not going to be pleased about this.
No, you know, as going through all the news and stuff.
Wow, these are like beetles or roaches.
There are certain things that jump out at you, no pun intended, and some that don't. And what happened here, check this out. Authorities in the West, how do you pronounce this?
Allegheny
school district say they had this brown rice they were serving to the kids on Monday, to about 130 children at the elementary school, and it turns out that the rice was pulled from food lines after they discovered beetle-like weevils.
Like boll weevils or something. These are pretty critters. I wonder if the kids were grossed out or thought this was the coolest thing ever. We got bugs in our rice. Eat up, kids.
Right? You know, I think it was probably maybe the one or two kids that nobody hung out with because they eat their own boogers probably thought it was cool. But the majority of kids, I'm going to guess, probably were not interested in eating bugs in their rice.
I don't know. I mean, that's eating lower on the food chain. Liam would approve of it.
Here's my question, though. Is this Mrs. Obama approved? Is this something that belongs on my plate?
Is it on myplate.gov? Eventually it will. Remember, all jokes aside, remember we covered that story about the bug chips, right? They were using bugs.
Remember that? Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the wave of the future. I don't know if indeed this was intentional. I don't think it was. But the fact of the matter is, we're not, you know, as we make fun of eating bugs, the fact of the matter is there are cultures around the world. It's a cheap source of protein. you know, I think it was a grasshopper chip or something that we were going to cover.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of
fact,
we
were going to order some or something. We never reached out to them to find out if we could try it on the air, because it's not going to be as good, I don't think, as the organic banana nut chocolate chip muffin I just ate again. Finished it on the break, by the way. I'm all
rub it in, why don't you?
Well, hey, listen, it's better than eating a Taco Bell and McDonald's meal. And not to knock them and pick on them, but there was a another, I don't know if this was a science project, but this was done by Jessica Freed. She's a Michigan chiropractor, and she has been saving a Taco Bell chicken taco and a McDonald's cheeseburger with fries for 2 years, and it's sitting on a glass plate, uncovered. It's just out there for the air to go, and there are no bugs on it. There is no decay. It looks, I'm not going to say as good as the day it was bought, because I don't think it was looking good that day, but the fact is it doesn't look different than the first day you buy it to eat this thing.
Yeah, somehow the Taco Bell taco became embalmed, but it's true. I mean, you remember for a long time there was this thing going around on the internet, these pictures of the McDonald's cheeseburger that had sat there forever, and it just nothing ever happened to it. There are a few people out there that are trying to explain the science behind this, saying that, if there's just the right amount of air and there's not moisture, that it will cause it to whatever.
Right. Still. Yes, that's what's happening here. I don't buy that for a second. The fact of the matter is the bugs are smarter than the humans. The humans will still eat this crap. The bugs are looking at it going, nah, I think I'll pass.
So what you're saying is you think the weevils would have just run away screaming from it?
Yeah, no, I mean, at least they were eating rice, but they're not going to eat this stuff. I mean, this isn't real food anymore. And the point is, if your food doesn't decay, it isn't food you want to eat. That's problematic, because it's going to, of course, have a similar impact on your body cells. It will intoxicate them. You know, and remember we talked about, I think some years ago, maybe a couple of years ago, we actually had an undertaker on. I don't know why he was a guest or something, or he called in. And I asked him about the whole, everybody's eating so many preservatives that you don't have to embalm them anymore. And he says that was an exaggeration. But it certainly cancer is manifested much more likely in a body that's ripped apart. Because what is it? Cancer cells are cells that don't die. Remember that?
All right.
So think about this relationship. If you eat the kind of food that nothing will break down and die or kill, doesn't it kind of make sense that that's the kind of food that will induce cancer cells to have that immortality? They never die, like this food is never consumed by any bug anywhere.
Like a bunch of little Terminators running around, huh?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. It's wake up, make you think about it. If you can eat at the drive-thru, and it's not a Chipotle, but a drive-thru for some of this stuff, and you don't at least get diarrhea, there's a problem in your body right now. You got to rethink your strategy for 2015. I'm just saying. Have some organic, non-GMO banana nut chocolate chip muffins with me. Thank you, honey.
Ha-ha.
Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Ben. Right. Thank you, Jonathan Emore. Thank you, Norm from Campaign for Liberty.
Norm.
Back tomorrow, Healing Revolution, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.